Today, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops adopted new guidelines for ministering to gays, while at the same time reaffirming the Church's condemnation of homosexual relationships. The guidelines the bishops approved call homosexuality a disorder. Bishop Arthur Saratelli of New Jersey helped write them. He spoke to the conference this morning.
Because homosexual acts cannot fulfill the natural end of human sexuality, they are never morally acceptable.
NPR's Rachel Martin is at the conference in Baltimore, and she joins us now. And Rachel, these guidelines are meant to clarify the Church's position on ministering to homosexuals. How do they do that?
Well, first, the document itself is called Ministry to Persons with a Homosexual Inclination, Guidelines to Pastoral Care. And it is meant to do that, clarify U.S. bishops and the Church's stance on homosexuality, but there's a lot of murky areas in there. For example, there's a lot of wording that seeks to drive home the point that gay and lesbian Catholics are an important part of the Church, and they're encouraged to participate actively. But at the same time, it labels homosexuality as a disorder and says that homosexual acts are contrary to natural law. So, in other words, it's not a sin to be a homosexual as long as you remain chaste. Another issue is the adoption of children by same-sex couples. The document does not support the adoption of children by homosexual couples, but it says that these children should not be denied baptism into the Church. So while this document is meant to clarify, and it is the most comprehensive attempt to do that, it does illustrate a real tension in the Church on these issues.
What's the response been from gay Catholics?
Well, gay Catholics say that even though they recognize that the intention is to make gays and lesbians feel more welcome, it actually does the exact opposite, and they say it will further alienate gays and lesbians from the Church. Of particular concern is part of the document that encourages homosexuals to seek comfort and guidance from a small personal group of friends or family about their homosexual tendencies or inclination, but they're not supposed to come out and express those inclinations in a public way, essentially saying come out of the closet, but don't necessarily walk out of the house.
Rachel, apart from the guidelines on homosexuality, what are some of the other issues that the bishops are taking up at this meeting?
There were two other major issues discussed and voted on today. One was about contraception. Essentially, the bishops reaffirmed the Church teaching on contraception, saying that there are no exceptions and that contraception is not allowed. According to the Church's own surveys, only 4% of Catholics use the accepted form of Catholic birth control, natural family planning, called commonly referred to as the rhythm method. And bishops are not happy about these stats at all. They see it as a sign that Catholic doctrine is being eroded by evolving society norms that aren't in line with Church teachings. Lastly, they dealt with the issue of the Holy Eucharist, and they said that only people who are living the Church's teachings can accept the sacrament. That could mean people living in heterosexual relationships outside of marriage should not accept the Eucharist, nor should practicing heterosexuals.
And very briefly, Rachel, what kind of impact will these statements have on Catholic life in America?
Well, overall, the message that the Church wants to send is one of a welcome. They want to extend open arms to all its parishioners, but the bottom line is, they say, if you're going to call yourself a Catholic, you need to abide by the Church teachings, and you need to live your life according to those teachings.
Rachel, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Rachel Martin talking with us from Baltimore, where the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is meeting this week.